The Harbinger. She's in the bay. She hasn't gone away. She's there for a reason. It's not even the season for whales. She's a wonder, a spectacle. We love to watch her. But she's not frolicking or breaching like most of her kind. Those beautiful whales who travel through our coastline and show themselves, wanting their presence to be known. This is different. It's cultural. I get the feeling that she's reaching out to all women and men who can hear her, who can deliver her message. It's as if she's mourning, and she's communicating to anyone who'll take the time to listen. First off, I thought she'd just come for a visit, sort of just passing, in transit to somewhere else. But she stayed, on her own, quite alone. So you start to wonder, what is it that she's doing? What is it that she's proving? What about her family? Don't they miss her? And then I remember the words of my tutor, the one who says, they're not just here for your pleasure. There's always intention to every action. And I realise then that she's waiting and she's silently screaming out for people to hear her. And then I get it. It hits me. And the realisation is like someone has kicked me. She knows. She's heard. She feels the rumblings of the devastation that has been unleashed on Earth's lands, waters and people. And she knows that without a complete rebirth, a massive regeneration, that devastation will be complete and that there will be no future for our daughters and sons and future generations. She's a harbinger, using her life as a warning that the way that we're going and living globally is lethal to our planet. She's a portent, a sign, like the canary in the coal mine. And while all life is precious the whole world over, and we must never forget that we are not better or worse than anyone else, we're all interconnected, and ultimately, we all want the same thing. It's a part of all living things' DNA, and that is survival, a future. But I sense that one of the things our harbinger is trying to say is that what we need to do is find a way that this land and its life forms understands. Practices that belong here have always been here and are here still, right here and now. Acknowledge the might of the knowledge that belongs in this place. Everyone and everything, every living thing here is connected. This is where we're emotionally invested. This place, the space that together we occupy. This place that so many life forms identify as home. Just about all of our governance, all our rules and our covenants, our organising, our meetings, our activism, our truisms, are all of them imported from somewhere else. I think it's time to recognise the law of this land. I'm privileged. I got shown this, and it took a while to accept it. But since I've known it, I live my life different around it. And with time, it's been quite freeing, and I respect it with all of my being. But it's not always easy. In fact, it can be very hard to get rid of old habits and learnings, especially those that are learned by heart. Most white Australians have had racist upbringings, inadvertently mostly, but racist all the same. There are signs everywhere that we're doing it wrong. The dolphins, the whales, the birds and the bees, the kangaroo, the eucalypt, the wattle and the Sturt Desert pea, the platypus, all the amazing wildlife Australia holds dear. They know, they are telling us, yelling it to us. But the question is, can we hear?